So what I want to do is for the, you know, really great guests we get on, we want to say something behind the scenes in a private environment to people who are already involved in, you know, working on themselves and trying to actually apply the things that we've been talking about and looking at what's going on right now in a lot of countries, not just America, but in the UK and Australia and Spain and France and, you know, a lot of Europe, the whole Western world. What do you want to say about attitude that's going to be really important in, say, the next few years that we're starting right now? Contribution.
I think that one of the most important things is to not look at human beings and try to put a value on them. This is where it becomes very, very dangerous, because if you look at human beings the way the eugenicists do, some people have more value than others for society.
Mm-hmm.
You are opening Hell's Gate. You're opening the door to eliminating those that have no value.
And you're saying this starts in your own way that you're looking at other people?
Yeah, because if you accept that kind of ethic,
right,
then you don't identify, you dehumanize those people, you rob them of their humanity and what they're entitled to as just being human. I believe there's a big difference between human beings and animals, even though I like animals. It's not right. That, but there's an absolute chasm between what you have to honor a human being. Human being, yes, dignity is very much part of being human.
The hospitals in, you know, back on the show, which now is a week ago, you were talking about how the eugenicists were working in the Nazi regime. All the hospitals now, the major ones in the Western countries, U.S. and the others, have bioethics boards.
Yes.
They're called that, and they decide who should die.
Yes, well, exactly. And this, if you recall, when Senator Chuck Grassley heard about that during talk of Obamacare,
yeah,
he grabbed that and he killed it, right? Except guess what?
Well, they did it anyway.
Instituted anyway.
Yeah, exactly. That's
Ezekiel Emanuel. Yes, those, and he called them death squads.
Right.
Yeah, they're there, and I know from experience, actually, I know about it, that they really do try to coerce families to, yeah, get on
with it. Yeah, and it gets more dangerous if you sign an organ donor card.
That's the other thing. I don't know all that much about, but I do know a few things that I read that are very disturbing. The main thing is that for organs to be usable, the person has to be alive.
That's a key element to understand. Yeah,
and it's once you know that,
that changes the whole understanding.
It changes the whole thing. And, you know, in China, that's what, a few years ago, read stories about in China.
Yeah, they just have home pickup service where they come and take you.
And, no, they did it, you know, bing, bang, bang, before shooting.
Yeah.
All right, is that the kind of society that is the greater good?
Yeah, that's a pretty strange greater good, and that's the one that's being pushed.
Yeah.
So the whole thing.
Who decides the value? Once you put a value on people's lives, and yeah, then, you know, infants and older people don't count.
Right, exactly. And people in the middle between those with the wrong ideas as well.
Well, what is so strange about, again, the shortness of vision Those middle-aged, are they going to be volunteering their exit?
I think somebody else volunteers for them.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. it opens the gate to annihilating whoever and whatever group you don't like.
So we need a specific, you know, way to enact the antidote. In other words, make things human again. And there has to be a way to do that.
It's a laborious task because so much of our lives is already controlled.
Right. Yeah, we're starting late in the game. So we have to, in a short time, uncover our potential again and use it, right?
And I think the first thing that we have to learn today is no, I don't want...
That's useful, yeah.
That's all. Just say, you don't have to give excuses. For example, I was thinking about this as far as, you know, all the pressure to get the shot,
Sure.
You know, it's nobody's business what medicine I take, what vaccine I take, what I don't. It used to be absolutely confidential, and I want that confidentiality.
Well, what they're saying is that this is such an emergency.
Yeah.
They really care about your rights. It's just that you have to not have them for a while.
Yeah.
Until you're safe.
Well, you know, people can, if they don't want to say I trust my own judgment more, say I trust God's judgment.
Sure.
Use anything. That's all. It's just as legitimate.
Yeah. Well, the thing about America that we've talked about is that in a country based on individual freedom, if it really is, there's no emergency that can suspend your rights.
No.
Even if you're going to die, it's your right to die free.
That's right. I believe in the right to die and the right to live.
Yeah. And the government can say, well, there's a bad pandemic and you should hide if you want to.
No,
they can't force you to be excluded.
Right. No. And look, history has taught us that if you allow government to take away your freedom and your rights, your civil rights, in emergency, governments will create emergencies.
There will always be an emergency.
Over. They will always create one.
That's what they've done in the U.S. is basically perpetuate a state of emergency and make believe.
Especially since 9/11.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, terrorists could get you at any moment.
Because
and they don't
tell
you. It gave
them control. It gave them control without questions.
Yeah. So ideally, you know, to keep the ideal of the American idea in practice, you have to realize that you can't have laws against hate speech, for example, because they will define everything as hate speech. You can't have emergencies because, I mean, things especially withdrawn in emergencies, because there will be a complete emergency. You can't take away the weapons of crazy people because they'll define you as a crazy person right away. This was done in the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll send you to mental hospitals if you're a dissident.
If done, yeah.
You just have to have freedom.
That's right. I wish really that children would be taught really the thinking of the American fathers.
It was incredible.
They were so cognizant of human nature. And of history, of how tyrannies come about.
Yeah, exactly. They were
involved. They really, really thought very hard about how to put this together to prevent a tyrannical government. That's what their goal was.
Yeah.
They realized that was only by assuring that citizens' freedom and rights are protected and honored and no ifs and buts.
And they said, wasn't it Franklin that said, you know, it's a republic if you can keep it. And they said that only what they meant by educated was a conscious population, not zombies, would be able to make the system work. Because if people aren't aware and are unconscious, there's no system that works.
Well, you see, education became a right.
That's right. And it always seems so reasonable.
And there's a reason for that. And I would say he did mean educated. In other words, educated to be able to look at evidence, search out evidence, and make a decision.
Logic and common sense.
That,
yeah.
Educated meant being able to think freely, not to ask the boss or the...
Right. And to teach you how to learn whatever you want to learn.
Yeah.
So real education, bringing that back, which homeschooling could move toward, would be a real big deal.
Yeah, but it's difficult because, you know, we in society where most families rely on two income.
I know.
And if, you know, that's a very difficult...
Yeah. I think it has to be done mostly in groups.
Probably.
You know, you get together and find somebody that a whole group of homeschooling parents can pay.
I think there are pockets, I think, where it's happening, actually.
Yeah, yeah, I think so, too. And then for the parents to become conscious as well, not just the kids.
Yeah, well, I think that adults who are around children a lot learn. Children teach a lot of things.
Right.
Children are more aware. I heard someone just, this is a German doctor, Schiffmann. I was in an interview actually with him, and he said that he used to also do, you know, like a magician.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he said, it's very easy to fool adults. It's very hard to fool kids. Whenever he had children in the audience, forget it.
Right.
That's very important to think about.
Yeah.
Children are not taken in so easily by dictate, you know.
Right. They haven't become completely, you know, unconscious because they're not educated yet.
They're not brainwashed.
Right.
Thinking the right way. So
yeah.
they see, they trust their own observation. And
so revive and protect your own childhood, right?
Yeah.
Don't just give it up because you're older.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. We'll tell everybody AHRP.org for keeping up with your website and all the informational materials that are there.
Yeah. It focuses essentially on, you know, on ethical standards in medicine, in research and in medicine, to preserve and to call attention to the violations so that they won't happen.
Yeah, exactly right. Are there contact forms there if somebody wants to send you information or anything like that?
People, actually, we're still tinkering with the website, but
okay.
I get mail from people and, you know, I answer it.
Okay, yeah. Sounds great.
And we'll have some more on that, yeah.
Important work, so.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hold on, we'll say goodbye in the break here.